Welcome to my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, your passport to the world. Join me on a journey to discover the beauty, diversity, and wonders of our planet. From vibrant cities to remote landscapes, from mouthwatering cuisine to heartwarming encounters, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unforgettable travel experiences. I'm your host, Alisa, and I'm excited for you to join me on this travel adventure. Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Lisa with a Visa, where I will be talking about all things travel and getting you guys at least a ticket on out of your seat. So let's start. So I feel like people don't understand when I say traveling is an eye-opening experience. It's an experience that I feel like everyone should at least try once in their lives. But luckily for you, if you're listening to this podcast, you'll be traveling a lot more than you have been, because I'm going to show you guys all the hacks and all the skills, and you're going to probably be out there like those influencers. So I think traveling for me is more of a transformative experience that allows me to explore destinations, cultures, and different perspectives. Traveling to me is more than just vacationing, even though I love those type of travels. I love traveling and just doing nothing. But however, I love to travel and also explore and encounter different experiences. So traveling for me is more about discovering myself and discovering what I can do and my abilities and skills. Things that I normally wouldn't do at home, I do traveling. For instance, I'm not walking a million miles while I'm home, but if I'm traveling, let's walk, let's hike. I've hiked up mountains, I've hiked up hills. I've done so many things that I would never do at home. Also, for instance, transportation. I live in the suburbs, so I take the car everywhere I need to go. I don't have to ride on public transportation. But traveling, I obviously am not going to have my car with me, so I learned different transportation styles. For instance, I was in London this past summer, and I had to learn the London subway system, which was relatively easy, easier than New York's from what I've heard. Have I took the subway in New York? Yes. Do I remember how? No, because I had people out in New York that was showing me how to get around every step. I never took the subway in New York solo, but in London I did. In London, I would get up, travel to wherever I wanted to go to. I would go on Google Maps because some reason Siri does not work. Well, it does work, but it doesn't. So I went via Google Maps. So I went on Google Maps, and that's how I was able to navigate my way around London. And I discovered that sense of independency. Like, I was no longer relying strictly on my car. I can get around without it. So traveling is more than just moving from one place to another. It's a journey of self-discovery and cultural immersion and personal growth, all three that I did. So the cultural immersion, for instance, would be France. I went to France. They obviously speak French. I took French in high school and college. Do I remember it? I know a few things. Yeah, all that. So that in itself was a challenge, because I had to think back in my head from when I was 21, 22 in school, and I'm like, what should I say? So first thing is, I try to speak in whatever language I am in that country. So I would go up to whoever I need to communicate with and say, parlez-vous en anglais, which is, do you speak English and French? And they will respond yes or no. If they say no, then I'm like, all right, Google Translate. Now I got to figure out what I'm saying and how to pronounce it and put the ha, ha, ha at the end of everything. But if they say yes, then I'm speaking in English. And sometimes it's funny because they'll try to make you speak in French. They'll tell you no on purpose just to see how bad your French is. And it's like, okay, whatever. I think it's hilarious. So I think that it's also cool to be immersed in another culture. You're forcing yourself to communicate and get outside the box, and that's what I love. I love to push myself, because I'm very much a person where my whole life my parents try to shield me from the world, and they try to get me to not do certain activities, or I don't know. I felt like I was like in a box most of my life. So getting out and traveling is like a new discovery for someone like me. And if you're like that, shoot, this is definitely the podcast for you, because I'm like that. I wasn't someone that lived and moved to different states and different houses as a kid. My parents was very much stable in a state. Everything was around stability. And sometimes with traveling, you ain't going to have stability, and that's what you're going to learn. So if you are traveling, I feel like one of the most captivating aspects is the opportunity to discover the beauty in the world. So my favorite thing to do is to go to places that are a lot different than where I live. So for instance, the Caribbean, I live in New Jersey. That's nothing like the Caribbean. Versus if you lived in Florida, the Caribbean and Florida is very similar. So you might think New York is the difference in diversity for you. But beyond the physical landscapes, traveling also opens doors to cultural encounters, like I mentioned in Paris. It also allows you to sample exotic cuisines. For instance, I took a cooking class in Morocco. I thought that was pretty cool. And I had tangine chicken. It's one of Morocco's most famous dishes. And it's what they eat on the regular. And I learned how to make it, even though I forgot. So don't ask me. But I think I did record it. So might be able to make it one day. Who knows? In case you guys are wondering, what are the different type of travel styles when it comes to traveling? You can go through cruise, you can go through train, you can go through your car, and obviously by air. So I've been on about 4 different cruises, and cruising to me is for people who, one, don't have a passport, 2, want to get their feet wet, but they're not sure, 3, people who want to see multiple places at once, or 4, people who want to relax. If you are any of those type of people, cruising is for you. I love cruising because I got to see different cultures, and you're in one country one day, next day in another country, and you meet so many different types of people on cruises. They hold about 4,000 people. Whether you're with family and friends, you'll still meet friends and make friends and still talk to them. I've made friends on the boat. Well, I wouldn't say friends, but I made associates where they're cool enough where I'm like, oh, follow each other on Instagram. And now, you know, we comment each other's pictures, even though I haven't seen you in 5 years, but it's cool. I traveled through train. So when I was in London, I traveled via train to Paris. And the train was about 2 hours. We went underwater in a tunnel and I fell asleep, so I really don't have much to say about traveling via train. But I am going on the Napa train ride in June, and I'm definitely going to be talking about that on the podcast. Through car, I live in New Jersey, so traveling through car is very quite common. And for instance, I went to the Poconos, and it's about 2 hours from New Jersey. I had to travel through car to go on a vacation trip. And the obvious is through air. You can fly. So I've done a bunch of different travel styles. What got me into traveling was probably my first trip, which was to the Dominican Republic back in 2017. I was an undergrad. I had graduated college that year, and my graduation gift to myself was to go somewhere. But at the time, I think I might only had one friend with a passport. So it was like, traveling isn't very forthcoming in the future at that time for me, from what I've seen. And I had met this girl I was working with. She was about 28, 29, and she had just came back from Dubai, and she was telling us, showing us pictures of it. And I'm just like, wow, Dubai? You went there? And I'm asking her all these questions about traveling, and I'm talking about how much I want to do it, but I was in school, so I couldn't. And she was like, I'm in school too, but she was in a graduate program. And she was like, you still can travel. And she was the one who opened my eyes and started my addiction. So we decided to go to the Dominican Republic. It was me, her, and 2 others, 4 of us in total. And we spent $1,200 to go for 7 days. And we stayed in the Princess Resort in Punta Cana. Such an amazing experience. I swam with sharks. I went horseback riding. We went on ATVs. We got a massage on this little charter boat. I want to say it's not like necessarily a yacht, but it was like a boat with massaging going on and a bunch of other stuff. I don't really remember. But either way, that was an amazing trip, and that's what started my addiction. 2 months later, I went on my first cruise, which was at Carnival Vista. And that was what started my cruise addiction. I had went on Carnival Vista with my friends. So I had went on my first trip with people I did not even know for a year, and my second trip with childhood friends. And my friends, none of them had passports, so it was easy for us to go on the cruise, because with Carnival, you do not need a passport. Like I mentioned, I went with people I didn't even know for a year. I'm the kind of person that travels with anybody. If you want to travel and you serious, I shouldn't say with anyone, because there's certain people I won't travel with, which are people who are cheap, like super cheap when it comes to the accommodations. I'm not staying in nobody's hood. I'm not staying in nobody's grandmom's Airbnb. Like, I'm not doing it. So, but for most people that are actually taking travel serious and actually want a vacation, I'm willing to travel. I haven't really had bad experiences while traveling. I've had a bad experience, but, well, a bad trip. I wouldn't say experience. The trip itself wasn't good because of the people I went with. But other than that, it, you know, I've had really great experiences when it comes to traveling. I don't have any complaints. So, like I said, I went to the Dominican Republic, and that was back in 2017. And since 2017, I had visited about 14 different countries. So I've been to Grand Cayman, Jamaica, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico, Grand Turk, the Bahamas, Aruba, Spain, England, France, the UAE, Morocco, Carousel. And the reason why I've traveled to those countries was because I either went through a plane, some of them countries were via cruise, and via train. So I think that traveling challenges us to step outside of our comfort zone and embrace the unknown. Whether you're navigating unfamiliar streets or attempting to communicate in a foreign language like I did in Paris, or adapting to local customs like in the UAE, it is certain ways to go about things. So these are local customs. Like, I almost got arrested in the UAE, but I'll talk about that on my Dubai podcast. But this is what I mean by adapting to local customs. But, you know, challenging experiences do come amongst travelers. It's not like you're going to travel and not run into any type of challenge. You are going to run into things. You're going to learn how to adapt. And that is why I love traveling, because you're going to learn these new experiences. And that's why I love traveling, because through these travels, you're going to learn resourcefulness, resilience, and the importance of embracing life's uncertainties. You have to keep an open mind when it comes to traveling, because if you don't, you're going to go downhill. I'm not someone that is under pressure a panicker. Like, I don't panic under pressure. Under pressure is like when I'm like crunch time, like I have to figure these things out in order for everything to go well. Luckily for me, I never came across a challenge that I could not fix while traveling. I always keep an open mind and an adventurous spirit. So, like I said, I've been traveling to 14 different countries. It got to the point where I wanted to travel to a lot more, but I don't have people in my life that are able to do that, whether it's because they don't have babysitters, whether it's because they don't have money, whether it's because they don't have the resources, or, you know, everyone's life is different. So I decided that I wanted to travel solo, because some people are vacationers and some people are travelers. Vacationers are okay with one or two trips a year, and their main objective is to vacation, relax. I'm more of a traveler. My main objective isn't only to relax. Like, there's certain trips for relaxation, and there's certain trips for like cultural immersion and, you know, learning. So I decided that instead of waiting for my friends to get passports or waiting for them to get the time to travel, I was going to go solo, and that's what started my addiction even to solo traveling. So I traveled solo, but I was not alone. I've never done a fully solo trip, even though I am planning one. So stay tuned for that. But like I said, I've always traveled with friends. So I'm eager to travel. I don't have anyone that can go with me. What do I do? So I had went on social media and asked, what are some suggestions for people who want to travel solo? Someone had inboxed me and said, hey, you should try EF Ultimate Break. I went on there with my friend, but it's a lot of people that go solo. And I'm like, so I go with strangers? And she's like, yeah, you go with strangers, but it's like amazing time. So I'm like, well, what is EF Ultimate Break? I Google it, And it comes up as EF Ultimate Break is a company that offers guided group travel experiences for young adults between the ages of 18 and 35. They organize trips and they provide an opportunity for basically new travelers and for you to experience the world solo, but with a tour guide and with other fellow travelers. EF Ultimate Break's travels usually include accommodations, transportation between destinations, some meals are included, guided tours, and some activities are included. You also have free time to do whatever you want, and you also are able to break up your trip into payments. So they have trips between Europe, Asia, Latin America, some North American trips. And I decided that I was going to take my first trip with them, with the London, Paris, and Barcelona. And that's about, it was an 11-day trip. We spent 3 days in each city and 2 days for travel. It was pretty cool. And that started my EF Ultimate Break addiction, because I had made friends now, like-minded like myself, who want to travel. And we have planned another trip to go together, which I'll be talking on my next episode when I get into my EF Ultimate Break experience with London. But for now, stay tuned for more updates on travel and I'll give them all to you. We're going to get yourselves out there, and trust me, the deals are coming in. See ya.